The readings for today are Malachi chapter 3 verses 1 to 5 and Luke 2 verses 22 to 40, and they tell us about the presentation of Christ in the temple. Let us pray. Lord God, I pray that the words that I speak and the thoughts of all of our hearts are acceptable to you now and always. Amen. So Jesus is now about 6 weeks old at this point in the story. He's been circumcised and named at 8 days old as required by the law. And now the next milestone has been reached, when after 40 days, Mary has to be purified and the baby boy presented in the temple. This is another turning point moment in salvation history, when we cease to focus on Christmas and the birth of Jesus, but start to look forward to what this birth will mean. We meet two elderly people, both faithful Jews, both of whom had been serving God for a very long time, both waiting for the coming Messiah, for a Saviour who would redeem them. This is the only place they are mentioned, and we know little about them. And it made me wonder, what did they feel? What did they see? After all, it was just a baby, with poor parents, if the two pigeons are their sacrifice. But it certainly changed their lives. So I wonder, will you go with me in your imagination? Will you imagine that you are Anna, and think about what it meant for her to meet with Jesus? Some days I am so weary of it all. My knees are stiff, my back aches. Every day the same as the one before. It seems like nothing will ever change. Has God forgotten us? It's been so long. It's hard to hold on to the promises, to believe that the Messiah will ever come. I'm getting to the end of my life. Will I see the promises fulfilled before I die? Nothing seems to change. The Romans are still here. The priests seem to care more about status than true faith. Have we got it wrong? Why is God not answering our prayers? I'd begun to doubt everything I was once sure of. To be honest, I was just really going through the motions, still speaking the words, still taking time to fast and pray, but without much faith in it all anymore. It's just some days I am so weary of it all. And then, as I was walking back through the temple courts, I saw Simeon holding a baby. Simeon's face was lit up, and somehow the light seemed to be coming from the baby. The parents looked a very unremarkable couple, poor judging by their clothes. What was going on? Curious, I stopped to listen to what he was saying. As I got nearer and listened, it was as if God whispered to me, "That baby is the one. He is the Messiah. He is the promised Saviour." And I just knew. I felt my heart leap within me, and I knew, I was so sure. It was just as the prophet Malachi had said, God's Messiah was in the temple. But as a baby, how could this baby become God's Messiah? How could he set us free? How is a child from such an insignificant family going to have any impact on the world? And yet, as I watched, it was like a candle being lit on a dark night, and the candle flame seemed to grow bigger and burn more brightly. It was the most wonderful moment of my life. Simeon's words were clearly inspired. This child was going to be someone special, the promised Messiah. But some of what he was saying made me stop. Not all of it was good. Simeon said that this baby was going to divide the nation, that he is a sign from heaven that means we can no longer sit on the fence about God. We must choose to be either for him or against him. He will lift up the lowly, but bring down the mighty. People will either love him and follow him, or hate and fear him, and so reject him. And amazingly, it won't just be for the Jews. All nations will be part of God's salvation. Then such hard words for his mother. This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. I couldn't keep quiet any longer. I went right up to them. Praises were bubbling from my lips, and I was telling anyone who was around that this little baby was the Messiah we'd all been waiting for. I forgot all about my stiff knees. His parents were amazed and overwhelmed, as well they might be. What a day. It changed everything. Yes, I'm still over 80. Yes, my body is still stiff and past its best. But I did learn some important lessons. I learnt that I should never give up, never lose heart. I learnt that hope is still there, however many blows life may rain on us. I learnt that God is faithful, and he's not finished with us, however old we are, and however long we have been following him. I hope you will learn these things too. Anna and Simeon have much to teach us. God honoured their faithful service. They weren't forgotten. They wouldn't have seen the fulfilment of what Jesus did. They would not have been witnesses to his death and resurrection, but still, by their faith, they are part of the big salvation story. As I look round this congregation today, most of us are no longer young. We may feel we can't do what we did before. We lack the stamina and energy. We may feel that we have become invisible and unwanted. But I am sure of this. Whatever age we are, God has a purpose for us. God still has a role for each of us to fulfil. We can still faithfully lift our hearts in prayer and praise while we have breath. If we can't serve in the way we once did, there will be a different task for us that we can do. Maybe supporting and holding in prayer the work he has called us to do as a church. Whatever our stage and age on our faith journey, we are called to serve God, to work with him in the place he has set us, to help bring about his kingdom here. We're called to live in such a way that we show who it is we're serving. We are image bearers of the kingdom. As Peter says in 1 Peter 1 verse 13, "Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Discipline yourselves. Set all your hope on the grace that Jesus Christ will bring you when he is revealed." Like Anna and Simeon, we too are waiting, this time for the return of Jesus as the fulfillment of all God's promises. So let us encourage one another. Let us keep the faith. Amen.